is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Father God, we thank you for this time that you've allowed us to have to come together, dear God, and discuss, dear God, who you are, and to get a deeper and better understanding of our relationship with you and the benefits of being in relationship with you, dear God. And we ask, oh God, that you bless this conversation that we'll be having, dear God, in a way that only you can, dear God, that it's revealing to us and to everyone who is under the sound of our voices, oh God, that they'll be blessed, they'll be helped, that they'll be brought into an even closer relationship with you, dear God.
And, amen.
We just thank you, Lord, and we ask, oh God, that even now, dear God, after we've studied, after we've made ourselves familiar with the subject, dear God, that you reveal even more to us, dear God, of what you want us to say, what you want us to do, what you want your people to know, dear God. And we are pleased, oh God, to be instruments, dear God, of a greater understanding, dear God, between your people and you, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, and we just give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, dear God. Let everything, oh God, that we say or do be to your glory, to your praise, and to your honor, oh God. We pray this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. Today I have with me, this is BJ with Just Stuff, and today I have with me Pastor Chappelle. He's in Texas and I'm here in Louisiana, and we're having this discussion over the phone. And I'm very happy, very fortunate to have him with me today to discuss what does it mean when we say the Lord is my refuge. When I say that the Lord is my refuge, I think of a safe place. I think of a safe place, and I think of a place that would protect me, a hiding place. Excuse me. Because I know that God will calm the storms in my life, and I think of that refuge as a place of peace, and just no fear. Excuse me again. A place of no fear, because I know that I'm speaking about God, and I know that I can feel safe in God's arms as a refuge. What about you, Pastor Chappelle? What do you think about when you say God is my refuge?
Amen. I'd like to take this time to say hello to you and your radio audience, and just to thank God for another day. It's a pleasure to chat with you, to talk with you on this very important thought. And you said a lot of things that refuge means, refuge in God. And just to expand on that, God can be our sanctuary, and you know, he can be a hiding place for us. And to me, he's a place. He is God who things that we seek refuge from, you know, like storms, hailstorm, tornado, hurricane, tsunamis, personal threats. I heard just today in the news of an incident that occurred in Nova Scotia, Canada, where a man went on a rampage and killed 16 people. Even with things that are going on now, personal attacks against individuals continue to go on. We seek refuge from the dangers of the world. And most recently, we're seeking refuge from the coronavirus, COVID-19. And we may have thought of our homes as, you know, just a place to hang our hat, you know, before this time in history. But our homes are proving to be much more. They're our sanctuary. They're our refuge. They are a place where we can hide out from some of the possibilities of the coronavirus. And it's a place where we've been instructed to stay, to spend more time, to not only hang our hat there, but to hang our whole self there.
Amen.
And be there. And,
amen.
You know, all of these catastrophes and all of these threats that we've just mentioned, you know, we can seek refuge in certain places, and sometimes those places are different. From the coronavirus, our home is our refuge. From a tornado, a place in your home or a place that is a strong structure that might be able to stand up to the storm. From hurricanes, you know, a place that has a strong structure. And again, back to the tornadoes, even sometimes a ditch. We've been advised, you know, if you're caught out in a tornado, find a deep ditch to get yourself into to escape the danger of the tornado. But when I think about God as our refuge, I think about something that doesn't move. It's something where you always know where he is.
Amen.
And you don't have to search for him. You don't have to look at any list of places to go or things to do to take the refuge that you need, because God has all that we need. He's steady. He's faithful. He's there when nothing else on the planet is there. He's there to be our help and to be our strength in our time of need.
Amen. And, you know, we're as living here on this earth, we're going to encounter difficulties in our lives. I mean, that's just a given because Scripture speaks of it.
That's right.
But, you know, to know that the Lord is our refuge and to know that God will calm the storms in our lives, and you know, because he promised to be our refuge. He promised that. And God does not lie. And when God is our refuge, when we make the Lord our refuge, there is nothing that is out of God's control. And we have to seize every opportunity to trust God. And two, we have to position ourselves. We have to know who God is and place our total trust in him. Because if you don't have a relationship with God, you have no idea how God can be your refuge. So how do you think that, how does trust play a part in the Lord being our refuge?
You said a key thing there earlier. To have God as our refuge. refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. We have to be in relationship with him to receive those benefits.
Amen.
And he has an abundance of benefits, promises that he'll never break, that he has available for his people, those who are in relationship with him. But we first got to get there. We got to get in relationship with him. And the first step is to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, that he was buried in a borrowed tomb, that he was raised from the dead on the third day, and that he is right now as we speak, he is presently at the right hand of the Father, interceding for our needs. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. And when you come to that place of belief and trust, and that's what you're doing. You're saying, I'm going to trust God. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take this step and trust God. I'm going to trust in his word. I'm going to trust in his promises. And for those of us who have been in the faith for a while, that trust factor has been proven to us time and time again. And that's how the trust, the initial trust or faith, increases by us knowing that God is there. He was there yesterday. He was there the day before. He'll be here today, and he'll be here tomorrow. That's the trust factor. When you open up that personal history book on me, on yourself, and you turn the pages and you look at, you know, when I needed him over here, he was there. When my family, even on your account, when my family needed him, and I expressed that need to him, he was there for my family. When I needed him here, he was there, and nobody else helped me, but he was there. When we open up that personal history book on ourselves and see how God has manifested himself in our lives, then that trust that we have in him is reinforced by his faithfulness in our lives. And when we come into faith and belief in Jesus Christ, you know, it's a package deal. When you come into faith and belief in Jesus Christ, then you are in the family of faith.
Amen.
You are in a family of believers. And when you come into that family of believers, God becomes your refuge.
Amen.
And that's what you're saying. I'm coming to God for God to be my protection, for God to be my guide, for God to lead me and guide me in this journey that I'm making in this life. I'm going to come to him. I'm going to let him be my refuge. And I know that, you know, I don't have to look for him. He's always there. I can always come to him, and he'll give me help in my time of need. And again, that scripture, God is our refuge and
our strength,
and ever-present help in trouble. And Psalm 9:9 says, the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of troubles. When you go through some times of troubles, and God proves to you that he's on your side and that he's your help, your trust can't be anything but elevated from that experience. And not only that, when he does something in your life, you can express that even to others to help them
come to a testimony and to believe
in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So the trust factor comes when you know what you know what you know. James Cleveland said that in a song once. You got to know what you know
Amen.
And that faith that you place in God comes along with a trust in God. I will trust in him. I will trust in him. And when you come to that point in time, God, like I said, it's a package deal. He is your refuge. He is our refuge. In the lives of believers, he is our refuge.
Amen. Amen. And if you're not a believer, you, like I said before, you have no idea what it means for God to be your refuge. So like you said earlier, you have to be in the family of God, because that refuge is for God's children, is for the family of God. And, you know, God being our refuge, and it's just so amazing. God is just so amazing. He has so many opportunities. He has so much love for his children that he provides everything that we need, and he's always available, and you know, and he protects us by in so many ways, him being our refuge, and you mentioned some of them. But God protects us by guiding us through painful situations. He protects us, not just helping us. He doesn't help us to escape everything, because sometimes God will allow us to go through things to build spiritual maturity. He'll carry us through things, and he can either, you know, deliver us. He can either deliver us from it, or, like I said, he doesn't help us to escape from everything. But God can either deliver us, or he will be our support when we're facing difficulties. And what we're doing now, we're facing a very difficult time. You know, I don't know if anybody who would ever think, would ever fathom that we would be going through anything like this. Because one thing, we take a lot of things for granted in the first place.
Yes.
You know, and we have failed God in so many ways. And but we expect God to do every good thing for us, and us not do anything, you know, some of us, not everybody. But you know, he'll be our support when we're facing difficulties. And God is not temporary. He's our eternal refuge. You can't just go in and out of God's life. You can't just he can't be our refuge and our strength if we abandon him, or we stay for a minute and we leave. God, the promises that God has for us is just powerful. And if we could only grab hold to his promises and believe his promises and honor him, we would be in so much better shape. But a lot of the time, we just want to do things our way, and we want God to do things our way. But to realize and just to take in the magnitude of God being our refuge is just amazing to me, because God is such an awesome, awesome God.
Amen.
He gives protection to those who belong to him, his children. We said that earlier. And God wants us to be comforted by knowing that he is our refuge. He wants us to know that. He wants us to know that he's available. He wants us to know that we can come to him, you know, because he has already offered himself as our refuge. So he wants us to realize that and just come to him. You know, just come to him. He's available. He's there. He's everywhere. And he wants to father us. He wants to wrap his arm around us and show us who he is, and you know, how much he loves us. What do you think are some of the ways that we can find refuge, Pastor? What's some of the ways we can find refuge? I know one way is prayer. We can find refuge in prayer, for comfort, as we speak, as we talk to our holy God. I know that prayer is one way that we can find refuge. And I know that this is a huge topic, that there are a lot of things and a lot of scripture about God being our refuge. But just if you can think of a few ways that God is our refuge.
Amen. I can't say it any better than the psalmist says it in Psalms 91. 91 is a psalm it's a beautiful, encouraging psalm. And it's got a lot of meat on the bone in that psalm. And I'm just going to read a few verses of this psalm.
Okay.
And it reads as follows. And this is King James Version. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we have been talking about relationship being key. And that's what the psalmist is telling us now. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Amen.
You have to make a decision that God Almighty will be your God.
Amen.
Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress.
Amen.
My God, in him will I trust. When we get to that point where we come to belief, that trust factor, when you make that decision that you're going to go all out and trust God, then that becomes a natural progression in your growing relationship with him.
Amen.
Verse 3, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nonsome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust.
Mm-hmm.
His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. You have a thought of you know, on the farm there's a chicken, and you know, sometimes they put their wings over their young.
Mm-hmm.
To protect them from harm. With eagles, they do the same thing, and they throw spread their wings out to protect their young from harm.
Amen.
And that's the picture that we're getting here. God is spreading out his arms of protection to keep his people, those who have chosen him to be their God. He's a shield. He protects you from all the arrows of danger that might be coming your way. He's a buckler. The buckler is a small shield. And he's protecting his people. That's his promise. And the psalmist, he has some experience in knowing this, because it's said that this psalm was written by David himself. And David has gone through some things in his life where God has brought him through. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. The anxiety that we have about life's fears, we can dispel those by being in relationship with God, being trusting him as a trustworthy God, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 8, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see reward of the wicked. And verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge. The psalmist is saying, hey, he's my refuge. And all of you who have made him your Lord, even the Most High, thy habitation. You have to make a choice. That's where you're going to hang out. You're going to hang out in a relationship with God. You have chosen this particular place to hang out, to be, and that's in relationship with God. That's how he becomes your refuge.
Amen.
You come into relationship with him. You make a decision that he is your God, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that the Holy Spirit is instilled and dwelled into the believer, leading us into all truth. He is where you want to be. You make a decision. And you make a decision, you're either all in
or
you're all out.
That's it.
And God has spoken about that in his word. He said, you know, if you're in the middle, if you're straddling the fence, he's going to spew you out of his mouth.
Amen.
But these benefits are available to his children, to his people who have come into his habitation.
Amen, amen. I couldn't say it any better. But, you know, like you said, it's a decision. We have to decide, you know, we have to decide whether we're going to follow God or the world.
Amen.
One of the two. And, you know, but just to know that our Father is here and that he is our refuge and our strength, as said in Psalm 46, first chapter. And he is our refuge in a very present help in trouble.
Amen.
And what better place can we be except in the presence of God as our refuge? What better place could we ever be? And just to think about that and just to realize that is just amazing to me, because we can find peace there. God is our refuge. When we stay there, our minds and our hearts are not afraid.
Amen.
And the thing is, we are in oneness with the Father. And we can find hope. We can know that hope is available in the midst of difficult times, like the times we're going through now. We know that there's hope in these times. God is our refuge. God is our strength. God is our strong tower. And it behooves us to keep our minds stayed on Jesus. God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us.